There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back, and we welcome you to Inside the Wolf's Den here with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. So how's your day going?
It's been awesome.
Yeah, good. Yep. It's Friday, so it's when we're recording this, and so it's good. It's always good to go into weekend and have fun with the family this weekend and celebrate Mother's Day. So we're here also with Brett Moses, the producer, and again, couldn't do this without him. So we're excited to be here, and let's have fun. So we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to interview Joni today. I'm going to, she's going to share all her insights of what makes her such an incredible woman and a great wife and mother and just why I have so much admiration for her. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, let's get into it. What makes you great? So let's start off with what makes you a great wife. This is going
to
be good.
To start with, I think, extreme patience.
you demonstrated a little bit of that today.
Yes, for sure. I have a household of Tauruses, bullheaded, stubborn, likes to be right all the time. So
we usually are.
In your mind. And there's times where I just have to not that I give in to everything, but I'm giving. I know when, you're having maybe a bad day, you need to take time for yourself. And so I tend to let you have your space. And the same thing, you let me have my space when, vice versa.
Yeah, it's great. So we've been married for 17 years now, and then together 24 years, so high school sweetheart. So
I think communication also has been, plays a big role in that. We've always had an open line of communication, good, bad, ugly. I mean, no secrets. We tell each other everything. So
yeah, it's vital. I think it's extremely important, and you can't have secrets or things, going on. We just communicate everything and finances. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Yeah.
How we're feeling.
And I think if there's any challenges, I think the biggest challenge really is, it's always been working together. I think, we're together all the time, 24/7. And I think the most challenging part is coming home and, taking business home with you. Mm-hmm. Right. 'Cause I think when couples, have arguments, it's about finances or whatever the case may be is, and so we found, and I think what's helped us is when we go home at night, like we don't talk business, let's save that for in the office, and when we're at home, it's you and I time.
Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you say we've kind of like our brand promise, with our clients, is we have their backs. And I think that's something that we've also
always
demonstrated.
I mean, that's, it has stuck with us. And even in our company, that's who we are. We have each other's backs.
Yeah. In your opinion, what do you think to help the relationship to last 17 years? Other than what you've maybe mentioned, is there anything else you feel you do?
I think I spice it up. Yeah. I'm a little spicy. No, I mean, I think
you are Latina, so yeah.
I do have some spice there, but I just think that a lot of us think that when you get married, you kind of just let yourself go, right? And I want you to look at me the same as you did when I, you were attracted to me before we got married. Mm-hmm. So, that's something that, you know, I have always done, I think, is, you know, dress to impress you, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah, I think you, I think as you've aged, you've only gotten more beautiful. So definitely you keep our relationship alive. You know, you work very hard fitness wise, which we'll get into later, but then you do a lot to take care of yourself. And I know it's not easy. I can't imagine, you know, having kids and, you know, going through that and managing work life and business and kids and family and everything else that comes with it. And then you still, that's a priority to you. Yeah. So I think that's a lot.
I mean, it is a priority because, I mean, I want to feel confident. And, you know, if I didn't look good or, you know, I wasn't feeling right, I mean, I feel like, you know, working out and looking great, I mean, that, you know, that just gives me more confidence.
Awesome. And you're not only extremely beautiful on the outside, but I think inside too. I think you always have a smile on your face and a good spirit. And so that, is there stuff you do, you know, maybe a morning routine or something that helps, you know, with that?
Yeah, I think so. The first thing, I mean, every morning when I get up, I always, you know, write in my journal, you know, what I'm grateful for. Always start with gratitude, right? Because I think that's really going to set your day, really. Even when I get into the office in the morning, you know, I write, I have these thank you cards that I write in, and whatever I'm feeling that day, you know, if it's to an employee or a family member or, I mean, whoever, you know, what I'm feeling, I'll just write a thank you note to them and say, thank you, I appreciate you. And that just makes me feel even, you know, it makes me feel so much better. Mm-hmm. And my day just goes smooth.
Nice. As far as last question about a relationship, any challenges you've had to overcome or face, I guess, over those last 24 years, 17 years married?
I think, again, the biggest challenge is working together and balancing that, because it's not easy. Not everybody can do it. And I get asked that all the time, like, how can you work with your spouse 24/7 and still love him and be attracted to him and not kill him, you know? And so
there's been some of those moments. Oh, probably.
Yeah. There's been a lot of those moments where I want to just pound you on the head. But no, but I think that's been the biggest challenge. But we've been able to balance that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you keep it. The thing that you do extremely well is, like, business is business and personal life is personal life. And it's hard to keep those boundaries, but you do a pretty good job of it.
It really is. Yeah. I think, you know, I don't like to mix business with personal. Like, when I'm focused, you know, on business, I'm focused 100% on that. And same thing with, you know, personal and friends and family. You know, I'm 100% focused on them.
So, yeah. I think it's hard, and it's a hard balance, but you do a good job of balancing those two and shutting them off. Mm-hmm. And kind of as best compartmentalizing them as you can.
So yeah.
The, as being a mother, you know, and we have a 10-year-old son and a 5-year-old, 6-year-old now, she's 6 last month, little girl. So how have you, for the last 10 years, managed being a working mother? How's that been?
It really prioritizing myself and knowing what's important and making sure that I get my rocks in, you know, where it's, you know, spiritual, fitness, you know, time with the family, all these things. I want to make sure I get these in. So, I mean, that's been probably the biggest struggle is, you knowing what my priorities are. And because, I mean, there's been times where, you know, I'm going 100 miles an hour, and, you know, it's and it's time for me to give the kids a bath and, you know, feed them, whatever. And, you know, I feel like I haven't done anything all day, you know. And so I've learned just to prioritize myself so I can make sure that I can get in all that I need.
Just you say no to other
absolutely. A lot of things. Yeah. Yeah. If it doesn't fit in my, you know, wheelhouse, then I'm, you know, I can't do it. And sometimes I have to disappoint people, and that's the sucky part about it. But I got to know what's important for myself.
Awesome. And how do you make your kids a priority, and that, you know, as far as trying to balance all those rocks and those buckets, how do you?
Yeah, so I mean, I think date nights is big in our family. I think spending time, like quality, not just time, but quality time with you know, Lucas and Mila, doing what they want to do. And I mean, they don't want to hear the business, you know, they just want you to listen to them. And I've noticed that, you know, we actually went to an improv class. We did an improv class, and, you know, we talked a lot about, or learned a lot about active listening. Just being there and letting my children just talk, and you just being there listening to them, I mean, that just makes their day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy them anything. You don't have to take them anywhere. Just being there listening to them makes their entire day.
Yeah, I agree. And it's some, like, especially with this, you know, COVID-19 being home a lot more. I think it really, really showed that with them. Because it's like we couldn't go anywhere, couldn't go do anything.
And it's easy to be distracted because, you know, they're on Zoom calls with their teachers. We're on Zoom calls with, you know, our staff, or, you know, in meetings. And, you know, and so, and they're just dying for your attention. So, you know, we had to kind of learn a whole new, you know, balance in trying to balance that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they just need the simplest things. It's just time and attention, full attention, no phone, no distractions, no emails, mm-hmm. and just focused on them. And I think
they'll call us out too. I mean, you know, when we're on our phones, we're like, "Mom, you're on your phone. Dad, you're on your phone." And that's just a constant reminder, like, okay, like, you know, do what you say you're going to do, and put your phone away. That's not important right now. Know what's important.
They know. Yeah, they know when what you value.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all the stereotypes and judgments. Have you had to overcome any being a working mother?
All the time. I mean, you know, because again, you know, a lot of Lucas and Mila's friends' mothers are stay-at-home moms, you know, and then also me having to travel quite a bit for my job. You know, I have to. And so you get friends and family saying, "Oh, you need to, you know, be home with your children, and that's where you need to be, you know, they need you." So I've had to learn to have thicker skin, you know, and be tough about it. Because really at the end of the day, it's you. I mean, it's about you, and it's not about who cares about what other people think. Right.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'll take a couple steps back. Can you just quickly, you know, for the audience and people listening that don't know us very well, what's your role, I guess, within our company? And, you know, as we talk about that and get into a little bit of business and what you do, what role do you play?
Yeah, so I'm the CEO of Real Property Management, the property management company that we own and operate. And so, you know, I, for the most part, run it.
Awesome. So the... You're also the broker, mm-hmm. And CEO of both management companies, and then also co-owner of a real estate holding company, and then the turnkey as well.
Right.
So, I mean, you play a lot of hats, but your primary role would be the broker, owner of and running the management companies,
correct.
And we have obviously locations in multiple states, and a lot of times you are the one that has to travel, mm-hmm. you know, for that. And you are the one that goes, is that, how do you manage that with the kids and juggling that, you know, as far as.
Yeah. I mean, it actually, they see it in there. A lot of times Mila will be like, "Mom, like, you know, can't wait for you to come back." And she knows that I'm going for work. And, you know, I want to empower her too, that she can also be independent. It makes them feel good that, you know, I'm doing something, I'm working hard, you know, so, I mean, and when I do come back, it's all about them. So I, again, prioritize myself to know, okay, like, I'm back in town now. It's time to spend time with family.
Nice. And you, I think you make all of us feel appreciated and you know, you show you that you value us, and when you're away, and you know, and it does I think you do a good job of trying to balance that. And I know it's not easy because that's a lot to intake and, yeah. and to, but yeah, you do a good job of it.
Thank you.
Let's see here. So this is a good question. So, because it's not like you stepped into our businesses. So can you explain, you really were involved since the very
beginning.
Yeah, since we were nothing.
Right.
How did you envision it from the beginning?
I mean, it's, again, going back to my work ethic, you know, I've always have been a hard worker. I've always wanted to work. I have never, you know, wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I mean, I tried it, you know, and the only reason why I say I tried it is because I was pregnant with Lucas, I was on bed rest, you know, and so I had to work from home, it wasn't a good fit for me. I for the most part went crazy, you know, mm-hmm. so I was ready to, you know, have the baby to get back out there. In fact, actually with both kids, I think I was, you know, back in the office, you know, within a month or so. I know with Mila for sure, I had the bassinet in the office and, you know, she was, in there while I was working. So, I just have always had that work ethic and, you know, I wasn't the type to just stay home.
Yeah. You wanted to be involved. Mm-hmm. So you were involved in the beginning and so you wanted to, and it, what made you choose to stay, I guess, involved and not become a stay-at-home mom?
I love what I do. I have a passion. I have dreams and goals. And it might change down the road when I fulfill my dreams and my goals. But right now, I mean, I love what I do. And honestly, I think my kids have learned a ton being around other children. They've adapted really, you know, fairly well. Both of them have been in daycare. Some moms might not agree with it, but for me, I mean, it worked for me. And both kids are bright and way ahead of themselves. So I have no complaints.
Nice. And you don't feel you're neglecting or, you know, being a mom and spending several hours away. I think the key is communication with them. So
yeah.
Like you've always been very good at communicating with them.
Why I'm doing what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're making them aware of why you do what you do and who you're helping and, you know, helping people build their retirement accounts and business.
And that's needs. Something that we always talk to them about, you know, it's what we're helping, you know, others. And so they know that. And we involve them as well. I mean, we go to several different masterminds and we actually go to masterminds where they, you know, take their children with them. And so some of their best buddies are, you know, with friends of ours that are in masterminds and, you know, they get to hang out with them and we go on mission trips together. And so, you know, we try to involve them as much as possible.
Nice. Yeah. I think it's important. Yeah. And they're aware. And we also involve them in our business.
Yeah. I mean, both of them actually own rental properties. We actually built couple of rental properties for them on Little Wolf. Lucas has went and collected rent. So
we show them the owner statements and obviously we're obsessed with the Wolf, so our last name. But the there's three houses we have on Little Wolf Street.
Little Wolf.
Yeah. And so they go over the owner statements with those and see the rental income and repairs and, you know, so it's truly involving them in the business so they understand it. And they're obviously young now, but as they grow up, they'll continue to see how that works and how to buy and sell real estate and own long-term wealth building vehicles.
Yeah. And funny story, Lucas, I think during Christmas time, you know, he knows, he's smart enough to know so he asks us if his rent income has come in for the month. And I'm like, why are you asking that? Well, it was because it was Christmas and he wanted to buy his cousins, you know, Christmas gifts, but.
So he wouldn't spend it already. How do you overcome or any challenges as far as working with your spouse every day, Eve? You've touched on something.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, the biggest thing is learning, you know, not to take it home with you. And, you know, in the office, I think the biggest challenge is employees sometimes will test us. You know, they know what they can get away with. And so sometimes they'll come to you, you know, or sometimes they'll come to me depending on, you know, what the situation is, right? But I think you and I having an understanding, like, what your role is. And so you're really good about if they come to you, well, that's not my department, so go ask Joni, or, mm-hmm. you know, vice versa. So just really knowing, you know, in what your role is.
Yeah, that's obviously been a struggle because I think I'm the softer one, so
you're the... Yeah, usually whenever they want to get away with something.
They'll come to me. But I've gotten very good at saying, you need to talk to Joni. So that's been... I should put a sign outside, you just need to talk to Joni. And that's why I think your nickname's the boss lady. So you didn't have your mug today, but yeah, you do a good job of wearing that hat, and you know when to be firm and when to give. And so yeah, is it you know, for people that are out there and maybe they're bringing in their wife, maybe I know we grew it together, but you know, do you have any recommendations for maybe where the male was the leader, or vice versa, and then there that dynamic is that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to knowing what your role is. Like, well, you know, I knew early on what I wanted to do. You know, what role in the company I wanted, and I had no problem with, you know, you leading our you know, turnkey business, and you know, just. But I mean, as a woman coming into the business, like, no one understand that, you know, you have to like what you're going to do and figuring out that role for yourself. Mm-hmm.
And I think from the male perspective is give you that rope, you mm-hmm. know, and give you that lead weight to lead mm-hmm. and not try to overstep you and let you become your own person within your role.
Right.
And then when you're ready to ask for advice, then you'll come and vice versa. Yeah. And I think
and that's something that we've learned, you know, is like you won't say anything unless I'm asking for your advice. But if I open that door, then be willing to accept it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's been a couple of challenges, I think, because when when I've given it, I don't think you like the answer sometimes.
Think I've learned to say, look, I'm just venting here. And so there, knowing when you're just venting and when you're truly asking for your opinion. You know, I think that's actually helped in our relationship tremendously is, you know, like I come out and say, hey, Sean, like, you know, I'm not asking for your opinion. I'm just venting here. So I don't, like, just listen to me, yeah, right?
Exactly. Because we, you know, it's been studied that, you know, us males want to be the fixers and just get in there and fix it. And
us women, sometimes we just want to vent and let it all out, you know. And sometimes there's not anybody else but your spouse to kind of...
So this is very good advice, guys. This is will save you thousands of dollars in marriage counseling. Is wives, if you just tell your significant other, you know, that you just are looking, that you're just venting right now, it'll help us understand that, hey, you just want somebody to listen to you and just not try to fix it, not to repair it. Just listen.
Yeah. And I tell you that I'm like, look, I don't want you to fix it. Like, I just want you to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And so having that open line of communication and knowing what your spouse really wants and looking out of that is important.
Yeah, I agree. And I've had to learn to do that because it's so easy to just like, what are you talking about? Just fix it. So fitness, I think your physical beauty is awesome. You work very, very hard at it. Let's start off with your morning routine as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, I get up at 5:15 every morning, you know, and I don't miss that. Even if, you know, I have a light day, I try to work out, you know, 6 days a week and have at least one day to recover. But even on my recovery days, I'm still, you know, getting up early because that's part of my routine, you know, and I think it's important to be an early riser.
And so you work out every morning?
Mm-hmm. Work out every morning.
Do you do anything else in your morning routine? Or?
I journal. And, you know, I'll alternate listening to a podcast or reading for 15 minutes. So it's part of my morning routine.
And then you're back in the office by 8.
Right. And I think that, again, you know, to have that morning routine really kind of sets, you know, the tone for the day. When I don't work out or when I don't get up to journal, then I feel like, you know, my day's out of whack, you know, and it doesn't go as planned. So.
And how do you fit it all in? How do you, is it just getting up?
Getting up early. Yep. And you know, if I have to be somewhere at a certain time, then I mean, sometimes I'll have to get up, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you know, earlier just to fit it all in. But again, I'm pretty disciplined with my schedule. I mean, if you look at my calendar, I have it from 5:15 until, you know, I go to bed at night. Everything is scheduled in there, and I'm extremely disciplined when it comes to that.
I'll finish with this. So how do you stay so sexy?
Now you're putting me on the spot. Well, I mean, I, you know, again, routine and, you know, making, I take care of myself. I want to look good and feel good. You know, I think number one, I had two really big babies. I had a 9-pounder and an 8-pounder. And so, you know, if I didn't work out, you know, that weight's not going to come up by itself. So that was a big thing, is I had two really big kids, and having kids really changes your body. And so, you know, I didn't want to, you know, lose that confidence. And so.
Awesome. Yeah. And would you, like, you had a good story. I think you told me earlier this week about the, when you went to the dermatologist, and what do you do like daily that's different than probably a lot of people out there, especially during the time we're in right now where a lot of people are staying home?
Yeah. I mean, I keep my routine no matter what's going on. I dress up, you know, no matter what's going on. Yeah. I was telling Sean the other day that I went to the dermatologist, and I walk in and he's like looking at me like, wow, you look great today. I'm like, oh, well, thank you. You know, he's like, well, why are you so dressed up? And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I be? My smart ass sometimes, why wouldn't I be? He's like, well, you know, we're in the middle of COVID-19. Everybody's at home in yoga pants. And I was like, no, not me. I mean, I still work in, you know, and I expect my employees to dress to impress. So I don't think there's been a day that I've never, you know, dressed up and, you know,
looking in heels every day. Yeah. Been in heels, dressed, and yeah, and even when you did stay home, I think every day you still dressed up.
Yeah, I mean, we're on Zoom calls, and I expect my staff to be ready and prepared to go. So, you know, I'm going to lead that.
Yeah, I think the big takeaways are you definitely have a routine. You definitely are disciplined and structured. Mm-hmm. And it's not by chance that you are who, you know, it's not by chance that you're as special as you are. It's
hard.
And you are special. I'm not taking it away from you. I'm saying you do a lot to.
Yeah, it's hard work, dedication, you know, and extreme focus. You know, I don't, I'm not the type of person to complain either, you know. So initially for the, right after having kids, it's like, well, how am I going to get to the gym? Well, that's not an excuse. You know, pop in a video or, you know, do some yoga at home. And for us, we created a gym in our house, so I didn't have to go to the gym and have to use that as an excuse to not go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just do whatever it takes and don't make excuses.
Awesome. Well, thank you for letting me interview you today, and I enjoyed it. I hope people got a lot out of it, and I hope they, you know, see what I see in you every day and how special you really are, and I thank you for all that you do for me and our family and our kids and our business, and so I just love you very much, and I thank you. Aww. So, well, I will end that with Inside the Wolf's Den, and we appreciate you being with us today, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website, at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.